Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. Who are the greatest influencers in your life? Family, friends, coworkers, neighbors? Or are they politicians, content generators, social influencers? We have entered an unprecedented era in which the people who influence our behavior the most could easily be people we have never personally met and likely never will. While we may identify with them on some level of shared interest, belief, or experience, there is no personal connection. And while there is potential good in the resources that are now available to most people, the ability to access a wealth of information and learn about any topic, there is also unprecedented potential for harm and exploitation. What do the people who influence you the most spur you on toward? Is it personal growth, service, vanity, humility, wealth, generosity? Do they spur you on toward love or toward fear, toward hope or toward despair? The writer of the letter to the Hebrews knew that human nature makes us susceptible to all kinds of influence. And he knew that to hold on to hope, we need two things. We need God and we need one another. He encouraged his readers to, in chapter 10, verse 22, draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance of faith. And in verse 25, to not give up meeting together. And he knew that if we do these things, we might spur one another on toward love and good deeds. We might become the very evidence of hope, love in action. I am richly blessed and have been throughout my life to have faithful friends, followers of Christ who spur me on toward love and good deeds, who by their examples of love and joy and service encourage me to act out my faith. They show me what it means to be more than receptacles for God's grace. Instead, they show me how to serve as channels of God's grace. So, friends, who spurs you on toward love and good deeds? And who might you spur on today? Let us pray. Loving God, you pour your grace into our lives not as an end in itself, but so that we might share your love with one another in action. As we go through this day, let us consider how your grace can flow freely through us, that we might spur one another on toward love and good deeds. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG.